if you keep on the present pace and the present discipline, where would you be in the next 5 years? If you keep up the present pace and the present discipline, where will you be in the next 10, 20 years? That's a question I had to ask myself. That's a question I had to ponder upon for years and years and years until I found the answer. And the answer is basically, unless I change, the next 6 years is going to be just like the last six. And the next level, that's the topic of this podcast today, is going to the next level. So for a while, I spoke of the pain in my life and attracted the pain back to my life. But when I started to not ponder upon the pain and ponder upon these gains I'm about to make, my mindset not only shifted, but I started seeing that my circumstances started to shift. If you're satisfied with how you are right now, there is no incentive for you to literally evolve into what you are meant to be. And a lot of times we think that we have to do more than we're currently doing. What I came to a realization is actually we have to do less than we're actually doing. What do you mean by that? I'm not telling you not to grind harder. I'm just telling you to focus on less things that takes away your joy, happiness, contentment, fulfillment, and all those great feelings, and add more of these things that make you feel alive, fulfilled, and happy. For me, what is that? For me, it's engaging in conversations such as this one that inspires others to grow, and engaging in conversations that gives juices to my mind, that makes my cup runneth over, therefore being able to help and share that cup of juice, cup of wine, whatever you want to call it. So getting to the next level is all about consuming less things and assuming less things. Instead of assuming that things are really bad, instead of consuming all the negative things, if we realize that if we simply get out of our way. Now, this is something that a lot of us may listen to and you might say, "You're crazy, dude. What you're about to say right now is literally crazy." I believe inside of all of us, there are two people inside ourselves. The weak self and the beast self. Now, the beast self, I refer to that as the contents of your soul. That's that person that no matter what happens is going to stand strong, is going to go hard, and is going to keep moving forward and keep pushing towards the dreams. The weak self is that person inside of you hindering you from what you know that you should do. Now, that person is ultimately our worst enemy because it's us as well. So how do we begin to battle between the weak self and the beast self? It starts with a determination that you're going to start to evolve within your life, within your business, within school, within whatever you're doing in the relationships of your life. So for a while, I worked on certain things in my life that I thought would give me riches and success and ignored others. I solidified a great routine every day. We're getting it ham. You know, we're working hard on the business, but we're not working hard on ourselves, not working hard on the relationships that we got, not working hard on our missed associations with the past, not working hard with our feelings of anger, grief, anxiety. You know, these things matter. And when we start to derive away from taking care of the things that we know matter, we start to believe that we don't matter. Henceforth, self-sabotaging our own successes. So to begin to come to that next level is a mental shift. So I realized that I've made that nice mental shift. Now, when you make that mental shift, it's not enough. Mentally shifting is not enough unless your life shifts with it. So now we're talking about the earthquake of life. In order for us to build up, we have to break down. So that's literally when the plates of your life start to rub aggressively against each other. It seems like all areas of your life is going in opposite directions. Now, what we call this is called the emotional earthquake. We call this the life earthquake. When those plates start to rub together, the plates between good and bad, the plates between I want to do this but I can't because my past has been holding me back, the plates of I want to love this person but they're just not lovable, those create earthquakes. And then boom, 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 rumbling, 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 things are falling down. It seems like things are going in the wrong direction, which is down. Now, a lot of us, we ball roll up in the ball and we die and we just let everything fall on us. But some of us recognize that an unsolid foundation meant that this building was not strong enough to handle the great heights. It was not, the foundation was not strong enough for any more stories to add to this building. So in your story of life, you had no opportunity to add any more chapters in a building in which the foundation was weak to begin with. So life had to shake it up a little bit, shake it up. And it had to break it down so you could build up. Now, like I said, we got the weak self and the beast self. Now the beast self recognizes that this is an opportunity for me to grow. The weak self hides and dies and continue to live a zombie life. Now, a lot of us, we think, oh, I'm not dead yet. There was an earthquake, I went through it, but your spirit is dead. Your dreams are dead. Your goals are dead. You might as well die. In order for us to be alive, we have to be bees. Now, I remember when the earthquake happened in Haiti, that was the most, it was tragedy. It was a tragedy. But what I realized is that in a moment of turmoil, people come together and you realize with the human will to survive. I'm talking about kids being underneath the rubble. I think I said that right. For weeks or for days. And they survived because someone out there was going looking for them. But yet that person inside underneath the rubble did not lose hope. Do not lose, you know, like, oh, I'm not gonna make it through. If there's one thing you could get from me, it's not my knowledge or expertise or whatever. The one thing you could get from me is my ability to get hit and get back up. Now, in order for our beast self to come to surface, we have to stop acting in a weak state, weak physiology, weak psychology. A lot of us, we walk around like we're weak, we think like we're weak, we talk like we're weak, but yet we want to be bees. That doesn't make any sense. If you want to be a certain way, then you must act and look in that certain way. And in that certain way, you will start to derive that character. You will start to define the way of which you walk into. So the path is not created by the grass or the earth. The path is created by the human being that chose to walk in that line every single day. So just because if you went somewhere and there was like a grassy area and then somehow it was a human made track going down, straight down, and then you realize that over time people kept walking on this over and over and it created some sort of pathway towards a certain location. And to you, you're like, dang, it's like the nature just somehow created a path. That's pretty good because I thought it was useful to me. But in reality, you never saw how many steps that people took before that path was created for you. And the moment that people stop walking in that path, there's no longer that pathway. It's just a grassy, greeny area. There's no more path. So if you want to continue the legacy of our ancestors, we want to continue the legacy of our forefathers, we want to continue the legacy that we've created at some point in time before today, we have to continue to walk in the path. We can't just say, I created this path, so now I have the path. I have the pathway towards what I said, the next level. You have to keep walking in that path every single day.